Good morning.
Awful number 2, 4, 6, Matt and John. And I picked this week's movie, Caddyshack. John, how much did you love it, John?
So I'll tell you what, there were great parts of this movie. There were parts I really, really liked, you know? And there's other parts you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
I forgot, because this afternoon I thought of something I could do. Because you know what we found cleaning out the garage? We found a voice recorder.
Oh.
And what I was going to do is I was going to record the – I got to say, you know, I haven't listened to T-Swift's latest album, but the song in this movie, I would assume is better than anything, you know.
The very end? The one at the very end?
No, in the middle there.
Oh.
The Balls Deep in Love.
Oh, Balls Deep. Yes, that one. That one and then the very end. The Caddyshack song was both, they were both great. I started Googling. I was looking for their song on YouTube or something. I couldn't find. It's so hard because you search Caddyshack and of course Google's like, oh, you mean Caddyshack. I'm like, no, stop. So like, if it's out there, it's impossible to find. I tried.
No, I was going to record that song and just start us off by playing it because John, I was tears in my eyes laughing at that song. I
loved it. Balls Deep. That was a good one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So you got two really good songs in the movie. We've got some great, fun names. People's names were wonderful in this movie here. It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of ingredients here we like seeing in movies. We got names. We got songs. We got Gopher Cam.
Gopher Cam, the glowing eyes, got Gopher Talk. Gophers were talking. That was wonderful. I loved it.
We got smart gophers, John. We got smart
gophers. We got gophers that are smoking pot. We got gophers that. Kegging gophers. We got gophers who dress up like a person in a trench coat. We got. Gopher wearing a toupee. gangster gophers. Oh.
This is a classic me pick right here, I gotta say.
There was a lot of really fun stuff in this movie. You know, the stupid fun stuff. It was great. I enjoyed it. And it's even the credits were fun to watch too, right? They let you go all the way to the last second with the credits. Having fun.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
I have to start this out by saying all of this takes place at Old Glory Holes Golf Course.
Yes. What a great name. Oh, Old Glory Holes. I laughed when they said that.
The way it starts is there's just a guy covered in blood on the golf course getting attacked, and you don't even know what's going on. You know, we get animal cam. We don't know what we're dealing with yet. I mean, I think we both knew, but you know.
That's what I wrote. I wrote creature cam. I'm like, I don't know what it is yet.
And you get that gopher like what did that gopher just laugh? I was like, oh boy. I didn't even know what I was getting myself into in that one. I was like, oh boy. And I gotta tell you, I know they said his name a couple of times, but I just called him Wig Guy. So
you're right. I mean, they didn't spend too much time on him, and of course, I don't remember. It's Landon or something. Landry.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's right. I got it written down somewhere, but I
definitely have it at the end. Let's see.
That wig is something.
It is. It is great. Oh my gosh. Wells Landon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Landon.
And the way you talk, I don't think I watched enough of the credits, John.
I don't. Oh yeah.
I only made it to the ingrown toenail. is there more after that? Is there more after that?
There's not a lot more, but okay. That was in there. Yeah.
I thought that was just the end. I was like, what else can you do after this?
Yeah, right.
We'll come back to that. But yeah, this is the guy who owns this course, and there's a big tournament coming, John. I'm assuming TV's going to be there. I'm assuming.
It seemed TV big. You're right. It was going to be terrific. A terrific weekend.
Terrific. And he's talking to his greenskeeper, Hambone.
What a great name.
And well, for some reason, Hambone keeps spraying him in the face with his
fertilizer.
Yeah. And I do like what Wig Guy says to him when he says that you may be one of the biggest pieces of worthless shit I've ever laid eyes on, but goddamn, you can take care of grass. You know, a good boss, John. You know, motivating.
Yep. Know. Yeah, recognizes the talents that others have. Yeah, that's good.
And he says, well, everything's nice because of his own special fertilizer he's made up himself.
Yeah, so inventive. And, you know, resourceful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. John, I thought for sure this was going to come back because he got sprayed with this stuff for 2 minutes. I thought for sure.
I know, right? At the end, I was like, okay, where is monstrous, you know, Landry?
Half over, half man, half wig.
Yep. Well, half wig.
So, well, we got to check out the caddy house, shack, if you will.
That's right. Yeah. It's the caddy shed. I think caddy shack might be maybe a registered trademark. Caddy shed.
I don't think so. Oh boy.
I told you. I already told you before. I said when I was young, really young, I went to a golf course to get a job. I applied, and they said I was too young. I was so bummed. I was like, but caddies are supposed to be young, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was too young. I think they want you to be able to serve beer or something, you know.
yeah. You didn't even go to caddy college, so, you know.
John, I did not go to caddy. I'll admit it. I didn't go to caddy college.
Oh boy! So we meet some of the caddies here, led by Googie.
Googie, yep.
Googie.
Got whole boy. We got Gordy.
So. I guess the body on the course was a caddy.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know his name. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll say it at some point, but I don't remember right now.
Yeah. But Wig Guy's like, this is unacceptable. Get this stupid body off my course. You know, there's a tournament coming.
Yeah, we got TV.
The guy, the coroner, police, I don't know who's there. He's like, what do you want us to do? So he just takes the golf cart and runs him over until he turns into liquid.
Liquefies the body. Driving over him over and over again. So when he grabs the bag and picks it up, and it's just like a bag of liquid, his body bag. The cops like throw it up and like, maybe you should have like stopped him from doing that. But...
So it's the complete end putter madness tournament. That is
love it. Yep.
So this was Gordy, because the next thing is all the caddies are talking about how they would love to have Gordy's balls.
Yeah, so in the caddy shed, they have a like wall of dead caddies.
Why are there so many, Judd?
Yeah, there were a lot of dead caddies. What is happening? Why are there so many dead caddies here? This is crazy.
Oh,
but yeah, they go on and on. Like, he had the cleanest balls. His balls were spectacular.
Oh, spectacular.
No one could do to balls what he could do. The stroking, the rubbing, the right amount of pressure. And they just went on and on. It was great.
And I wrote down here, I literally wrote, John, did we just do two movies in a row with moles?
Moly, 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 moly. Big hairy moles. Somehow, yeah. We've gone a long time without somebody having a mole like that. And this, we had two movies in a row.
Two in a row, but nobody... Nobody lost their moles and showed us any boobs in this one.
That's Yeah, the quality of the movie. I'm not sure which way you want to take it, but we did not have boobs in this movie. So how about that?
I was surprised.
We kept it classy this week. Very classy.
I thought for sure at some point there, when we get to the gopher, I'm going to call it party down. I thought we were gonna get like a gopher in a bra that comes off or something. Sure there was gonna be something like that.
I thought maybe one of these gophers would have been like, never have I ever, and then
yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't understand this because we're talking wig guy in his office and his assistant comes in there. She's the one with the mole, and she just—I didn't understand why she just opened up her shirt with her bra and shook her boobs for like in her bra.
She really likes him, right? So Ms. Flaniger. I'm not sure. She really likes Mr. Wig Guy. She's got the hots for him, real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to reassure the club owner.
Oh. Okay. So we need a new caddy manager. Apparently that's who we lost. So wig guy's like, I know the perfect person. My niece Becky, who I want to bang and knows nothing about golf.
Weird. It was weird, yeah. It was all up on her. You're like, did he just say beats?
And she has boobs. They literally said that. She has boobs.
Now, she definitely looked like she was related to him, right? When they first introduced her, and I'm like, wow, they look very similar. Like the way they're standing and, you know, their face. And it was just like, huh. You know, it was interesting. I didn't look to see if they were actually related or not in the IMDb and stuff. It was like they didn't really want to give you much for the cast. It was kind of crummy. Like we had two pictures and then like a bunch of blanks, and you're like,
that's because we're the fourth and fifth person to watch this movie. Nobody knows. But I'll say people should watch this. I think you need to watch it.
This is worth a watch. Yeah.
So they all do an Austin Powers laugh too long scene. And then
yes, evil laugh scene. It was great.
We go back to Hambone, and boy did I get confused here, John, because he's like, yeah, I know about war. I was in Nam. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Does this movie know when the Vietnam War was?
Look at this guy. He is definitely not old enough to have been in Nam.
I was like, is he supposed to be 70?
Yeah, so he is a NAMM flashback. We do find out later in the movie he was a Vietnam reenactor.
Yeah, that would have been helpful if they said that part, right? Yeah.
Yes. So.
He took that shit seriously though. I mean,
he did.
He had his own flashbacks. I don't know how, but
that's impressive.
Yeah. So then we get a CGI gopher showing up with his pink eyes of death.
Yes, the glowing him. Eyes were fun. The glowing eyes, and then the like, vampire teeth looking thing. You know, their teethy mouth was great. I like that. This is the kind of cheesy stuff that makes me happy.
Oh, I know. It attacks him. He snaps his neck. They're not that hard to kill, to be honest with you.
For the most part, if they're munching on your, golf balls, so to speak, you could smack them 30 times with a golf club, and it still wouldn't matter, as we'll see later on.
Oh boy! So all the caddies meet the niece Becky, and they're like, "Beebs,
girls."
They're like, somehow they're like, they have a corpse in the caddy.
Inside the caddy shack, yeah. They got a dead body. Oh, yeah, we need to do something about that dead body. But hey, moving on. They thought that was their boss, but it turns out they probably was just really mad at him, you know?
So, she's like, yeah, there's going to be some new rules around here. No gum. And she calls them. There's a few good names in this movie that people get called. And I like pube hole.
Yep.
You know, I've never heard pube hole. That's a good one to use. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of there's a few other ones. Yeah.
There's a guy named Fingers. And she breaks fingers, fingering fingers, if you know what I mean.
He literally said, when he said this, I laughed out loud. I got a bit. When he said, oh God, my fingering fingers, I laughed. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
they all nominate Googie to show her the ins and out of what they do around there. Boy, oh boy, does this lead to something.
Yeah, something. So, yes, we have an interesting relationship arc.
Oh boy. The groundskeeper sets up a trap with a sandwich in it to catch a gopher, I guess.
I gotta say, I wouldn't know what to use for gopher bait. Sandwich is probably as good of a guess as I would have had.
Let me tell you.
Gotta put me a hoagie down there, you know, maybe a BLT, BMT, what do you call it, from the Subway? bacon, lettuce, and tomato, maybe, or maybe I'll go to Jimmy John's and get a gargantuan. That's a good one.
Instead a caddy takes a sandwich and he has to go over and threaten to kill him if he doesn't give up the sandwich. so he gets the sandwich back, puts it back in there. We don't see it, but we hear some giggling gopher, so I guess he catches.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, okay.
There were a couple of times in this movie where they did that, where something happens just off camera, and you're like, I kind of like to watch it, but I guess that would have been too much for the special effects department. You know, so you just have to use your imagination.
Yeah. They mentioned that there's a ranking system for the caddies. I thought that was interesting. I like to see how that works. And You see that? I put this down when Becky starts talking to herself. I wrote down she has a Green Goblin talking to herself moment because it reminded me of Green Goblin talking to himself.
She talks to her. I was like, well, no, she talks to her. After talking about Candy Management's college, she then has a moment where she talks to herself. I'm like, huh, interesting. Oh, split personality, maybe? I don't know. It never went anywhere, but it was just interesting. Yeah.
And here I wrote down, we're 27 minutes into this 74-minute movie, and we got one gopher.
Boy, that changes quickly. We have a quite a build-up is going to go from very little to a lot really quick.
Boy, oh boy, this place is infested, I got to say.
Yeah.
So... the ham bone, he's going to test this fertilizer out. He wants to make sure, is it really my special fertilizer that's turning these gophers into devil-killing machines?
Yes, sadistic, blood-hungry devil gophers.
Good title.
Yep.
At first he sprays them and nothing happens. He's like, oh, and then it dies. And then it's alive and it's puking and vomiting blood. And now it's a pink-eyed killing gopher.
Yep. I better go ask the boss. The boss asks him, like, are you sure? He goes, look, I'm 50% certain, but that's only 30%. I'm only 30% sure that that's right. Okay. So 15%?
Those percentages at work, John. That's how you gotta do that. There's a 50% chance I might be at work tomorrow.
But I'm 30% sure that that's not right.
Wiggs, he makes the mole lady put her hand in the trap with the devil gopher, and then her skeleton hand comes out.
Yeah, it just bites her hand, cleans it off up to the wrist. She's like, ah! Oops.
For a tiny gopher and tiny mouth, they do some damage quickly. I gotta say.
Quickly, yes. Very quick.
They're something.
Mr. Landry's worried because he can't like cancel this event. I mean, he's already spent half of the money of the entry fees on underage wheelchair bound hookers.
Very specific.
Very specific. Yes, there is an OnlyFans page for everyone.
Brilliant, John. They're brilliant. Like, wow, you've already spent that? It hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
Man. He wants the caddies to round up all the devil gophers. They don't have to know they're devil gophers, you know, just have them go out and do it. Then we got Googie showing Becky around, and they're tagging along with this guy golfing. And boy, oh boy. This guy golfing doesn't like broads on his course. Okay.
No. Okay. No, he just wants to golf and smoke his stogie and have a good time.
Oh, but Becky, she doesn't back down. And they get into it, and he's like, oh, yeah? How about a driving contest?
She tells him, you think just because I don't have a stinky wiener between my legs that I can't know anything about golf?
Oh, boy, John. Oh, boy. And this is a movie.
Yeah.
So he drives one, and then she goes up there, swings and misses, and I'm like, well, this is over. He just won. But, you know... Nope. Gives her another shot, and yeah, she makes contact, and it hits Googie in the nuts. Why is he standing right where they're driving? I don't know.
Don't know.
written in.
I wouldn't have done that. I'd have stood with them at the tee. That's where I'd have been. Makes a lot more sense. Yeah, so we get like a couple minutes of them just smacking balls, and I mean that, smacking.
Oh boy,
googie balls. Oh, poor guy. Oh.
Yeah, they. Well, he's like best out of three, best out of five, best out of 11.
Yeah,
and he just keeps getting hit in the nuts because he's too stupid to move.
Yeah.
Let me just say, now I've golfed. Now I haven't golfed in a while, but for her to hit him in the same nuts, in the same
every spot, time.
That's a good. She's pretty good. I mean,
she's really good.
I mean, yep. And she doesn't know anything about golf. You know,
if I could control my golf shot like that, whew. All I know is that when I go for it, it takes a wild left-hand turn.
That's right.
So if I want to go straight, I have to shoot to the right.
That's funny because I'm the opposite, John. I'm aiming left. I'm straight
to the right. There you go. Our powers combined, we can rule the golf course.
We head back to the caddy cabin, and can I just say, this guy's reading Boob Golf magazine.
Yes, love it, John. Golf boobs.
Love it. Love it. Golf Boob magazine. So then they all start arguing over who can party the hardest, and I'm like, we're gonna have a party off, and it's like,
yeah, Biggles. What? Biggles is the party. He's the party man. Can't be beating Mr. Biggles.
Boy, this takes a strange turn because, like, no, we don't have any time for that. And they're like, okay, let's do a dance off. And I was like, is this a strip off? I didn't know what was happening here.
So they start dancing. I'm like, wait a minute, is this how the FP started?
Oh boy,
dance,
John,
dance revelation.
Oh boy.
Because at the end, when Biggles wins and Stan loses, Stan's head explodes and is added to the rest in peace wall.
Now that's some extreme dancing right there.
That's right.
Make your head explode. And they're like, all right. What? Wait a minute. So then, John. Old wig guy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, John. He gets attacked by some double gophers here, John. And oh boy. I think this is the point in the movie where we start making that turn. You know, it's like, here we go. Here we go.
He does a whole like Donald Trump bit about building a wall and making them pay for it. And then after the gophers kill him, one of the gophers says, club her right in the, you know, in the in the pussy. That's what you do. And I was like, oh, wow. That was 3 minutes of politics that I didn't want. But that's, yep. That's how he goes. Mr. Landry.
The gophers they can hold the golf clubs, by the way. You know.
Yes.
And they start hitting them with the club.
Yep.
Oh boy. Hamble.
Oh, this is good. We start to get some of the fun names coming.
Oh boy. Yeah, Hamble's gonna rally the caddies, right? Gotta rally them up, John. Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, he tells them, listen up, you no good bitch wipes.
Now that's a good one. All right. Bitch wipes.
You know, he says something about putting peanut butter on your genitalia.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But it's quite a speech. He has quite a speech. He's prepared. He's ready. And it really riles up the troops. And they go charging. But he forgot to actually tell them what they were doing.
He's like, oh yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. Guys, come back.
So, cut to random guys on golf course who see left alone beer on the grass.
Oh, ooh, golf course beer.
And, you know, if you were watching this movie and you're like, I'm not sure how dangerous these gophers are, but once you see these gophers have wired TNT to a beer bottle, you're like, all right, they're pretty dangerous, John.
I said quite creative. Yes, mm-hmm, creative gophers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this guy, of course, if you see a beer, you gotta take it.
Yeah.
So yeah. It blows
warm,
up
some warm jungle beer in the golf course.
Some warm golf course beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it blows up in his face.
Hey, you know what? Your buddy's face just got blown off by some golf course TNT beer. Oh, hey, I found a beer of my own. Why don't I try it?
Oh, boy. Cut back to Googie, who's trying to recover from being hit in his sperm holders a bunch of times.
So many times.
And it's here where you're like, I think Becky likes him a little bit. You're like, oh, mm-hmm, boy, these crazy kids might end up together.
She's like, hey, Googie, what if I sing it to you in a song? And I said, sing it now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I did, too. I was like, what's that? Are we going to do this?
This was unexpected. I'm going to admit, I was not expecting this moment.
I got to say, I wasn't either.
There was nothing in this movie that made you think that we would have a romantic singing point.
And I just want to say, if you're looking for that one song to play for your significant other,
yeah,
you know, if you can find this, we can't find it, but if you can find it,
baby,
hit it, keyboard guy.
Yeah, random dude with synthesizer that's walking by. Oh yeah, here we go. Starts playing, and what a song. Oh, I'm balls deep in love. My love swells just like my balls.
What a lie! Take that, Chief Whip. Take it. You don't even know what song writing is.
All right. Oh, put that on a Hallmark card right now. My love swells just like my balls.
Oh. That should be the best-selling Valentine's Day card at every Hallmark store across the country. Right there. Right there. If you give that to your significant other and they're just not like, oh, like, I mean.
So thoughtful.
John, I laughed so hard. Boss deep in the
Googies. Then at the end, he's like, I'm pulling out. I'm pulling out. He drives away.
It's the greatest. It is the greatest. I wanted to record that too, and I forgot about it. I did.
It's a good one.
So then, well, Gopher attacks keyboard guy. Thanks for stopping by. the gopher, double gopher, says, what's up to Googie, by the way.
He says, what's up?
He's got a knife, too.
Yeah, he pulls out a switchblade. I was like, who do you think you are, Matt? Was it Matt the Cutter, Matt?
Matt the Stitcher.
That's it, Matt the Stitcher.
You know, John, I don't want to tell people what to do, but I think we have to see Blades versus double gophers. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, Or the ultimate movie would be Zombievers versus Belvegovers. I mean, they're both smart, you know, John. It would be the ultimate, yep. battle, you know.
It would be.
Yeah, that's Cliff who's dead. Everybody loved Cliff. He's such a nice guy. But we get Gopher Cam. Only to have Becky visits her uncle, only to find a gopher wearing his wig.
Oops. Yep.
Oh boy, John. And the gopher says, "Hey, bitch." But now at this point, John, we got double gophers everywhere, killing everybody. I mean, they're on a whole another level here. They know Hambone by name.
I was like, wow. Yeah. Gopher says Hambone. So Hambone's now, he's getting attacked in the gopher, in the caddy shack, caddy shed, caddy club. What do you want to call this thing? I don't know.
He does call them queef wads, which I thought was another good one. Okay,
queef wads. And piss flaps.
I like it.
Yep.
If there ever was something to be in our WTF category, John, it'd probably be right here, where Hambone's like, "All right, you devil gophers who are now wearing bandanas and have money, this is a real movie. I ain't making this up."
Right, gophers are wearing do-rags.
He's like, "We're going to play some Russian roulette." And they're down. Oh, they're down. All right, let's do this. Let's go. Oh, boy. But, John, I don't know what kind of gun they're using, because they both pulled the trigger 10 times and nothing happened.
Yeah, I was like at least 15, right? At least 15 pulls. I'm like, I don't think that's how this works, guys. But then he's like, last time he used it, he's like, "Forget it." And he grabs one of the gophers and puts the gun to him. He's like, "You know, you better back off." He's like, "Listen, you effing clit jackets." Like, these names are great. Oh my gosh. But then the gophers just attack him.
Yeah, not a good move.
No.
Mm-mm. So. Googie and Becky go back to the all the caddies, and they're trying to tell them, "Look, we got a situation here. We got mutated devil gophers who can talk and wear wigs."
Yeah. So meanwhile, at the caddy chalet, we've got the caddies that didn't go gopher hunting. They're like, "Look, I'd rather be hunting beaver." If you know what I mean. Yeah, Googie and Becky tell them, like, "You know, I just don't know that I believe you. I think I need one more perspective, one more person, and then maybe I'd be all right." And then here comes Hambone, half of Hambone, crawling in, dragging himself in to tell them.
Half a Hambone comes in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're like, "What's his deal?" And he's like, 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh. Yeah. And then one of the guys, I think his name is Dim, he's like, "These golfers can bite it right here." And he grabs his crotch. And then all of a sudden, a gopher jumps in and bites him. He goes, "Gopher bites one dude's balls," is what I wrote down.
Balls. Balls D.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. But, boy, everybody grabs a club and starts smacking this gopher that's on this guy's nuts, John.
Yeah. And it's not working. I mean, this thing is getting clubbed, and it ain't going down. And you ask yourself, what could you possibly do? What could you possibly do?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know what to do. However, if you went to Caddy College, maybe you would know that the correct answer is grab your two fingers and go up the gopher's butt. What?
Oh, yeah, that old trick. Oh, yeah.
Who does this?
Hello.
Wow. Wowzers.
I wanted the gopher to say that. Whoa. Easy.
Ask me to cough first.
Whoa.
I suspect it would have worked because, you know, and she just smashes it on the table.
The caddies are going to suit up. I don't know why, but they got guns, vests, catcher masks. I mean, they got a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, we go into a training montage.
Love it.
I love a montage. Love it. Yeah, why do you suppose there's a rifle in this shack? I don't. How is that helpful on the golf course?
I don't know, John. I don't know, but I did like it here where Becky tells Googie, "Look, I'm gonna need some dick after all this is over, and you're gonna give it to me." All right.
I don't know if I love you, but I'm going to need some serious dick after tonight, and you're going to give it to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Oh, boy, John. We get a guy calling the devil gophers cum boogers. Thought that was a good one. That was a good one.
It's fun. Yeah.
And, you know... I love having closed captioning. You know, it's always helpful because I like it when it says in the closed captioning, gopher speaking gibberish. That's my favorite thing here. Because they're speaking gibberish, John, because, oh boy, John, they see a keg. Oh boy, John.
Yeah, they noticed inside the... inside the caddy's shack, caddy chalet, caddy hotel. What do you want to call this thing? Inside there, we have a kegger and a big old beer keg. And they're like, oh, well, you know what that means. Cue the music. Time for a party.
Oh, yeah.
And now the gophers are starting talking, and one goes, oh, shit, we can talk now. Okay.
Hey, John, I love it. There's so much here, but I'm just going to tell you my favorite one. All right, my favorite one, and I laughed, was the pimp gopher.
Ah, that's what I wrote down too. I love the pimping gopher. There's serious cosplay going on with these gophers, right? They're dressed up as cops. They're dressed up as the one smoking weed. We've got, you know, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, we got the pimping gopher. Oh, great.
And he says to his hoes, where's my money? Fucking gopher hoes.
Gopher hoes.
Go out there and earn some money.
Baby, I want my money. Don't you worry, sonny. Baby, I got your money. So they run out of beer. Now we got a serious problem. This is a situation. Boy. What do you do now? You're just a bunch of gophers. It's not like you could get yourself piled up inside a trench coat and walk into a liquor store like the A to Z and get yourself some beers.
Why not, John? Why not?
Yep.
Oh boy, I gotta tell you, yeah, boy. But hey, when you need the Corona, John, you know,
I get it. Don't forget the lime, though. Don't forget the lime.
So, and if you're like, wait a minute. Okay, it's one thing if they're devil gophers, but are they of age?
Like, so we got to check their license. They had a fake license with them. The license is great. It said, definitely not a bunch of gophers in a trench coat. And then under it said sex, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then height, 3'7". And eyes, red.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got horny gophers, John. Horny gophers.
That's right.
And did you see the date, 9/11/2001?
Oh, yep. There it is. Mm-hmm. Inside job.
Yep. The caddies don't know what to do. We need help from an expert. What kind of expert? I don't know. What are we going to do? Does anybody have a strange sibling who's planning on blowing up their school?
Yeah, anybody? Weird. That was weird. Turns out we did have somebody who did. Yeah. So this guy's brother Barry. They all get a car, by the way. That was fun. There was like 7 people in the car. That was
I know.
I enjoyed seeing that. They go to brother Barry and it tells him, you know, he needs some help, and so he stops his party that he's having in his bedroom. It's like a goth party, right? And like 17 people come out of his bedroom. I'm like, wow, that was impressive. And then, guess what? We get another montage, a bomb building montage.
Oh yeah. Yep. Boy, yeah. He makes a lot of bombs.
Really quickly. Right. Yep.
He's good. He's good. And yep. Then
talented.
We kind of got the final battle of caddies versus gophers here, and we got people running them over with golf carts and bombs going off.
Slow motion blood. We get an Oscar worthy clip.
Oscar. The brother who made the bombs accidentally blows himself up.
Yeah.
And then, John, do I have this right? is this a giant on fire gopher that sounds like Godzilla? Is that?
So is this that, is what I wrote down. I wrote, blows up bombs, gophers are burning. Oh, this is unexpected. Giant gophersaurus.
It makes the Godzilla sound. I mean, come on now.
It was great.
And John, did you remember it? Because they're like, I mean, what are we going to do? I know what we do. We take a bomb that didn't go off for some reason. Yep. Becky's going to use a golf club, hit the bomb into the gophersaurus, and kill him. And you're like, wait a minute, we've seen this before, because in Blades number 157, this is how he defeats the evil lawnmower, by hitting golf balls that explode at it. Remember, John? Remember?
That's right. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he can't use a golf club in some way in a golf club horror movie, I don't understand what the point would be.
Although I gotta say, her choice to go with a wood here, I probably would went with some kind of iron. I don't know about a wood. I don't know.
I don't think they were far enough away for, you know, like a 2-iron, but maybe, you know, a 6, maybe a 7, something like that.
Somebody range it. I need a caddy to tell me how far away this thing is.
You gotta remember, the bomb's not the same weight as a golf club, you know, the it's not going to move the same way. You got to compensate for the wind.
Oh, John. And I guess it blows it up. I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah, sure. On the radio, they said, they're like, you know, oh, hey, that's it. You know, from Wacky Willie. We'll see you in the sequel.
What?
I was like,
Willy
what?
Wonderland?
Yeah, right? I slithered.
Oh, look out. Number 241. But boy, then, John, we get a bunch of updates. I wasn't expecting this. A lot of updates on, well, everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Biggles. He unfortunately he died during a meatball eating contest. His daughter's christening. That was interesting.
You survive this, and that's how you go.
Oh, and then boy. He died that's eating meatballs.
That's rough. Bummer. That's rough. You gotta chew those meatballs, man. I mean,
yeah. Smitty. He came out of the closet again. He's still not gay. He just got trapped in another closet. Seriously, this guy needs to stay away from closets.
And they tell us the one guy, I guess his name was Dim, was a ghost the whole time. And I was like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, John. Uh-oh.
Dim lived to the ripe old age of 80, only to learn that he was actually a ghost the whole time. Literally the whole time.
I was like, oh boy, you gotta watch out for those ghosts, because next thing you know, John, you don't know. We've had a
next
lot of
thing
ghosts.
You know, right? Yeah, next thing you know, they've got their own house, and then they're, mm-hmm. you know, who knows? an update on Fingers, he became a proctologist. Hambone, he finally had peace after his 5 years as a Vietnam War reenactor. Flanagher, we don't actually know what happened to her. Probably fine. Wells Landon, we know he was dead, but his hairpiece, which is what was only 23 years old, now serves as a manager at a Cracker Barrel.
Hey. Hey. I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in a long time, I gotta say.
Oh, yeah. I do like me some Cracker Barrel. That's not bad.
I haven't been there in a long time.
And Becky opened up, Googie and Becky opened up a caddy college. How about that?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. For some reason, there's a how to cure ingrown toenail.
Inside the credits. We got the first aid for that. I queued up the song.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to see if I can get it going.
Uh-oh.
I found it.
Balls deep
in love. Fantastic. I'm balls deep in love.
Just like my balls. I don't want to say it's going to be my ringtone, but
at the very, very end of the credits, it goes, "You did it! You just sat through the caddy hack. Victory beer for you."
Oh wow!
That was the very end of the movie.
That's it. That's caddy hack. Quite
well
the
done.
Journey.
It was fun.
The trailer won it for me, John. When I saw the trailer, I was like, okay. Yep.
I went in cold. I didn't want. I was like, I don't want any spoilers. I wanted to see this as it happened. I'm glad I did.
Yep. You know. Yep. All right. Yep. That was pretty good, John. What do you have? And I got to tell you. Oh, I didn't mention this to you. I think I'm probably won't be here next weekend. I have to go to college graduation for Carrie's daughter on Friday and Saturday. So we're actually going to go up.
Fun.
It's in Toledo. Going to go Friday, come home, go back Saturday for like the pinning and then the actual ceremony or something. I don't know. But so I probably won't be able to do it next week. I'll let you know for sure though, but probably not.
No problem.
But what do you have for the week after?
All right. I'm picking a movie that there's a chance you've watched. All right. This is a mainstream movie. I went with here. The storyline is three bank robbers struggle to get away out of the city and to an airport. So after they rob the bank, they're struggling to get out of town. All right. the characters. We have big time star power here, okay? Oh. Bill Murray. Bill Murray. Gina Davis.
Oh.
And Randy Quaid. And the movie is called Quick Change.
Yes, John. Yes.
From 1990.
Oh, boy. 1990.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I was a youngster at this time, you know, rated R movie, so I definitely didn't watch it, or, you know, anytime it came out. So by the time I think I was old enough to watch it, it was already, you know, cycled its way out. And then, so I never heard of it.
Yeah.
But, a nice Bill Murray movie. Gina Davis.
Now, I have seen this a long
time. You have ago. Seen it? Oh, long okay.
Time ago. Long time ago.
All right.
Yes, long time ago.
See, I knew it was risky. I knew it was risky. There was a chance you would have seen it.
Yeah. I remember not hating it, if I remember right. I don't remember much about it. Like, I don't remember how it ends. I remember bits and pieces. I remember Bill Murray's a clown, dressed up as a clown, I think, in part of this. Maybe the beginning. Yeah, I think
the very beginning, right. Yeah.
I think so. But yeah, this should be fun. I got to say, this should be pretty good.
I think it should be funny, at least. but one of those movies, you know, one of those movies with actors and actresses you like, and you're like, it's like, I've never seen it. I'd like to watch this one, you know. I think it'd be worthwhile.
I'm with you on that one. All right, John. I'll talk to you later.
All right, till then.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.